Good evening. Let's see, this microphone doesn't feel quite right. There we go. Good evening. Welcome, welcome. So, we'll do a little guided meditation here. And just settling in to this experience right now. I remember somebody once describing it as getting the mind and the body in the same place. And to do that, it can be really helpful to feel into the body, the bodily experience. Just in general, how does it feel in the body right now? Maybe there's some tiredness, some restlessness, some achiness. As best we can, we welcome these experiences. Maybe not welcome them in terms of invitation, but they're already here. So acknowledging what's here. And feeling the body breathing, the movements associated with in-breaths and out-breaths. Maybe you feel that in the belly, in the chest. Maybe sometimes the ribs, even around the back. Or maybe the air going in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, we just very gently, simply begin again. And if we notice an uncomfortable sensation in the body, can we make room for it as best we can? That is, not hating it or trying to shove it away, but to somehow recognize that it's actually there. And can we befriend it or somehow allow it to be there? Because it is there. And if we can bring our awareness to our experience, even if it's an uncomfortable one, then somehow we don't get lost or swept away or carried away when we're with bringing awareness to our experience. Accompanying our experience in some way. And each time we accompany or bring awareness to an uncomfortable experience, we learn something. We learn it's possible. To bring our awareness to that which perhaps we want to avoid. And we also learn that somehow it's okay after we bring our awareness. Like we survive in some kind of way. There's a little bit of confidence or familiarity of being with difficult experiences. So even if at that particular time, the particular instance we bring awareness to an uncomfortable experience, maybe it seems insignificant, but this is precisely how we grow our capacity to be with difficulties and gain confidence to be with difficulties. And as we gain familiarity with being with difficulties, as we gain confidence being with difficulties, just by being with difficulties in meditation, even minor ones, feeling that itch rather than scratching it, noticing our reaction to the neighbor's dog barking, these seemingly small little movements really make a difference as we train, so to speak, the mind and heart to be able to hold these difficulties. Because all of our lives have difficulties. And if we can hold them, more and more of them, not only does our life unfold differently, but it enables us to help others. Maybe to recognize when they are in difficulty, or to be an exemplar of how to show up in difficulties. So may our practice together be for the benefit of all beings everywhere, without exception.